My name's Reese. This book is called Now and Then, and my sister sent it to me after my mum got a letter inviting her down to Lake Conda Mission for a Remembrance Day sort of thing for all the children that were taken and fostered out. They said this book was written, some of the stories in this book was written 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
So you're going to read from this little excerpt,
yeah,
about your biological grandmother.
Yeah, my grandma, Gloria McHenry. I never met her, but if it wasn't for my sister, I don't think we would have ever known, because she's the one who talked my mum into doing it.
Going down.
Yeah, and...
So you're going to read this little bit about your nan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is... It's not much, but it's something. It connects you to
who you are.
Yeah, yeah. It tells me a lot about where I come from and how my nana, my real biological grandma, I never met her, but it sort of tells me how she was, what happened, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, it's been my whole life pretty much, you know what I mean? I've had questions of where I'm from and where my mum's from, where I fit in this world, you know what I mean? And this is sort of just... I haven't been able to stop looking at it, because I've got it. There's a photo of my grandma in here in her later years, and I had a photo of my mum, and I was going for this
splitting
book.
Image.
And it's a splitting image. It just looks as... I haven't been able to put this book down for 2 weeks since I've got it. It's just been blowing my mind how similar they just look like they could be sisters, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's really...
So imagine if they had a conversation.
Yeah. I'm really upset that my mum didn't get that opportunity, sort of, you know what I mean? All right, this is called My Story by Gloria McHenry. My name is Gloria McHenry, Nee Foster. I was born in Hamilton Hospital on the 4th of January, 1941. I was 11 years old when Alan and Phillips took Ornis, Ronnie and myself from the mission. That night, the three of us slept in the Haywood cells at the police station. The next day, we went to court. Auntie Fanny and Uncle Angus Alberts came, also Letty. They were all crying. Auntie Fanny wanted us to live with her, but the bloke on the bench said no because of Mookie's sickness or something. I couldn't understand why Auntie couldn't take us then. I can't understand why the white man wanted us separated from our own place. The three of us went to Melbourne on the train and was picked up in a police car and taken to Royal Park. I don't know how long we stopped there, but God, I hated it because Ronnie wasn't with us and we couldn't see him, and that hurt me more than being locked up. We went to the Ballarat orphanage, us three fosters, and I think it was the three kids, I can't remember properly. There I met my cousins, the Clark family. Ornis, Ronnie and I were on the lucky ones because we knew our people. I can tell a lot more, but just can't think right now. And this is this other bit is from later on. I can remember down in the dormitory one day, us kids, I mean Tina and Liza Saunders, was making damper and I was kneading the dough, and Tina Saunders said, "Gully, you don't do it like that." And I said, "You do." Well, the fight started and I threw flour over. When I went to Whittlebury School, I would fight with the Faris and then I would go home the Lovett's way. But if I fought with the Lovett's, I would go home the Faris way. But if I fought with both the families at school, I would wait in the bushes in the gully before them, have my fight and scarf it home to the mission, but would be scared next day not of the kids but of Auntie Ollie and Auntie Vicky. But that's all in the past now, so I'll sign off for now. That's the little bit of writing that was in this book above the pictures of my grandma, Gloria McHenry Foster. Yeah, and it's just given me a little bit of closure. Like, before this, I didn't know nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know... Like, in this, even just a little bit of information, it's still telling me who she was and who her family was. And, like, it's just remarkable how... It's sort of like, it upsets me, but it makes me happy, like how stuff that happened half a century ago is still affecting generations today, like me, and I'm only young, I'm only 22, you know what I mean, and like, this has affected me my whole life pretty much. Like, I didn't meet another black fella till I was 14, besides my sisters, when I went to juvie, you know what I mean, and I just haven't been able to put this book down, and because my mum Gail was... Gloria's daughter, she was taken off Gloria, you know what I mean? And she never got to meet her, and I never got to meet her, and I always knew that I was a black fella, you know what I mean? Deep down, I was a black fella, even though I didn't know any of my culture or heritage or anything like that. I was told I was black, you know what I mean? And to be told that but not know where you fit in, you know what I mean? It's just a really, it's a really tough thing I had to deal for, and I felt like I was lost for so many years. You know what I mean? I still am a little bit lost, but this information has sort of put me on the track to where I can find myself and where I belong in this world. I always identified with my culture, you know what I mean? Like when I was young, I'd make up spears and go around and I never seen that. But like, you know what I mean? Like I used to love it, you know what I mean? I was around the bush all the time, you know what I mean? But I think it's a bit of wishful thinking, but hopefully I'm thinking someone who's listening to this station right now.
Who's related to you?
Who's related to me, who might... Jerry, with the story I just told and with the information I just gave, I don't know, maybe they'll try and find
contact
me as well,
and,
you know what I mean? So, it's, I don't know, it's probably wishful thinking.
It's not wishful thinking.
No, well, there is people out there listening to this broadcast today that are related to you.
Yeah.
And hopefully they do get in contact with you and make the connections a lot stronger, because that's what it's about.
Yeah. My name was Reese. My mum, who was taken from Gloria, was
Gloria
named
Gail. And reared up by non-Indigenous.
Yeah, reared up by non-Indigenous.
Your Nan, who you call Nan.
Who I call Nan, yeah. And my, that would have been about 48 years ago when my mum was taken off Gloria.